This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden sought to reassure Americans on Sunday about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the evacuation of American citizens and Afghans who worked for the United States, who are seeking special visas to immigrate to the United States. In televised remarks, Mr. Biden said he is still hoping for the evacuation to end by the August 31st deadline. In answer to a reporter's question, he said he would support sanctions against the Taliban, in his words, depending on the context. And he said if the United States peers, such as the G7, request a longer American presence in Afghanistan, quote, I will tell them we can see what we can do. But he also added, nothing about this effort is easy. The United States said Sunday it has evacuated another 7,400 people from Kabul in the past 24 hours, even as American officials confront what Secretary of State Antony Blinken described as an incredibly volatile situation at the airport after the Taliban takeover of Kabul a week ago. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin activated the use of 18 civilian U.S. passenger jets from six airlines to help ferry Americans and Afghans from safe havens where they were staying after leaving Kabul. It is only the third time in the last 30 years the United States has invoked use of civilian aircraft to assist the military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told ABC television on Sunday that as Biden's August 31st deadline approaches, he'll make a recommendation on whether or not to give it more time. And Tropical Storm Henri has made landfall in the U.S. state of Rhode Island, packing heavy winds and drenching rains as it began lashing the northeastern U.S. coastline. The storm was downgraded from a hurricane earlier today. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel sought to move forward stalled peace efforts for eastern Ukraine on Sunday. She stressed Germany's commitment not to let Russia use a new gas pipeline as a weapon as she made what is likely her last visit to Ukraine as Germany's leader. Merkel's trip came 2 days after she went to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The chancellor is not running in Germany's national election next month and is nearing the end of her almost 16-year-long leadership of Germany. Speaking at a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday, Merkel advocated working to get a leaders' meeting between Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France on the situation in eastern Ukraine. It would be the first time such a meeting were held in the past 2 years. The fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed rebels has killed more than 14,000 people since 2014. Australia's COVID-19 cases spiked to a new record high on Sunday with over 900. Most of them were locally acquired infections in the most populous state of New South Wales. The rise in case numbers comes despite increasing containment efforts to slow the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. The local health minister warns the growth in case numbers doesn't seem to be slowing. The government announced late last month a plan that uses lockdowns as a key strategy to quell outbreaks until 70% of the population gets vaccinated. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi on Sunday met with Japan's foreign minister and called on Tokyo to release the Islamic Republic's funds that had been frozen in Japan because of U.S. sanctions over its nuclear program. Japan and, to a larger extent, South Korea are both major exporters of technology and hold billions of dollars in Iranian assets. These funds have been frozen since former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew Washington from a landmark nuclear deal and reimposed sanctions on Tehran in 2018. Washington said in mid-July it was allowing Iran to use the frozen funds to settle debts in South Korea and Japan, but insisted it did not allow any to be transferred to Tehran itself. Talks between Iran and world powers aimed at reviving the 2015 accord have been stalled since late June. The United States has been involved indirectly in those talks. And Qatar's first legislative polls for two-thirds of an advisory council will be held October 2nd, according to a decree issued by the ruling emir on Sunday and published by his office. Qataris will elect 30 members of the 45-seat body, while its emir will continue to appoint the remaining 15 members. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.